Continuing.
Hello again.
What shall we discuss now?
Oh, a bunch of things. I'd like to start with... I was reading recently a book on the Oracle of Delphi. And it was so interesting and fascinating. And, you know, coming here with Adam to spend this time with you and with Mary, it kind of gave me echoes of, you know, like those pilgrims who would go travel distance and go see the Oracle in Delphi. And there's like, there's, you know, a lot of parallels, I think. And I think that, you know, what you are, you and your team and what you're doing with Mary, is very much on par or even, you know, more, even more wide than what was going on at Delphi, I think.
And you are the privileged.
In the book, they were doing some scientific, investigations in relation to that oracle, and you know the temple was built on fault lines, and it, you know, in the ancient writings, they talk about, you know, the different oracles would intoxicate themselves with certain fumes coming out of the ground. And according to this scientific research, their conclusion is that there was probably this gas, ethylene, and that was not necessarily explaining the whole phenomena, but it was a physical contributant to the altered states. Is that correct?
Yes. Now, what I would say to you is that does not invalidate the information or the experience.
Right, the mysticism was real.
Yes. Let me express that it is merely a method. And in this, what I would say to you is that most individuals in your world express an extent of the perception of control that most individuals require some type of method to allow them to engage a state that would be similar to, or would be, a trance state, which for most individuals is merely allowing themselves to express an extremely relaxed state and therefore letting go of that control. But to achieve that state, most individuals require some type of method. And in that, the mysticism is enhanced if you are not aware of the physical inclusion.
Right. Yeah, because if you start to pick things apart like science does, it can create this impression that, oh, it's just that.
Correct. That it is viewed as being hallucinogen.
Mm.
And that is viewed as the fantasy ramblings of an individual, which is the reason that I expressed that regardless of what the method is, it does not invalidate
right.
the experience or the information.
Yeah, we know better. Okay, so I'd like to do a little health update. Last time we talked, you know, I've been having this tension in my neck, which I thought was related to something else, but as you very accurately pointed out, it is the nerves in the neck. So that has been fluctuating, but I have been engaging the swimming regularly. I have engaged the acupuncture like 8 times, and it does help. The tension is not all gone. It seems to persist, but with less intensity, generally speaking. At this point, because it has been ongoing, I'm not clear, is this really improving or not? I mean, you know, where is this headed, sort of? Yesterday, as we were approaching, as we were on our pilgrimage to here, I started to do conscious energy perception work because I started to feel motivated. You know, when a symptom is ongoing, there can be periods of discouragement, or you just sort of let go. You're just like, okay, I can't deal with this on a daily basis, and then it just keeps going. But as we were approaching here, I was sort of summoning. Some motivation to apply myself energetically and with my perception, that because I've had successes in the past, you know, with dealing with symptoms. And we went swimming, and I was doing some visualizations as I was swimming. And then last night, this was significantly better. And this morning, too. You know, it's still there, but I mean, there is a noticeable difference just from applying myself from these few hours. And that, you know, is sort of, again, putting me in this position of noticing that, oh, I do have power, and I can do something about this, regardless whether it has been ongoing. Which sort of invalidates, in a way, I don't know if invalidate isn't the right word, but it sort of makes the previous question moot, because where is this headed? Well, what am I doing now?
Precisely.
Because, you know, you can tell, give me an answer, but I can choose something different in the next 5 minutes.
Precisely.
We don't get a break from creating in the present.
Exactly.
So, I mean,
I would express congratulations and a tremendous acknowledgement for this is more significant than only in relation to that physical manifestation.
Right.
This is a very significant realization in a very real capacity that is the point. And I have already been giving the answer over and over and over again, and most of you have not heard it yet, in that everything is a choice.
In every moment.
In every moment, everything is a choice. And what are you choosing? What are you choosing to do?
Yeah.
And what are you choosing to pay attention to? When I say, what are you choosing to pay attention to? I'm not meaning, don't pay attention to this and it will go away. That is not the point. It is a matter of actually knowing, what am I choosing? What am I paying attention to? And therefore, what am I choosing? What am I saying yes to? And what am I saying no to? Or vice versa. For it is never singular. Whenever you are saying yes, you are also saying no. Whenever you are saying no, you are also saying yes. In this, what are you doing? What are you saying yes and no to? Meaning, are you saying no to your own power? Are you saying yes to paying attention to a physical manifestation and no to what your choices are about it?
Yeah.
Are you saying no to not wanting to continue this, but yes to continue to not look at what your choices are? This is such an immense subject.
Yeah.
It is so important, and it is so intricate to everything. It is such an integral part of everything that you do and everything that you experience, and it is all about choice, which is the reason that I so emphasized in our conversation previously with both of you to hear me when I expressed what you feel is a choice. What you feel is a choice. And that choice is based on what you are paying attention to.
Mm-hmm.
For what you are paying attention to determines what you feel. Therefore, it all moves back to that core, which is the center of everything. Is you have the power in everything because you have choice in everything.
And that's the piece that comes with it for me about, yes, it's being created in the present, my choices in relation to this experience, it's creating in the present. And then the other piece is this, that the power, what I can do about it comes from inside. You know, it
yes.
comes from me. I, yes, we can, you know, interact with different elements that we believe will be beneficial, but really this power, this ability to do something about it, it really comes from inside. It's not going to come from outside. Nobody will make me believe. Nobody will make me choose. Nothing will do that. That, and you know, you really have to resort to yourself, and you know it's exciting and daunting at the same time.
Yes, for you have unlimited power. Genuinely, you have unlimited resource and unlimited power.
How would you define, what would be your definition of power or self-empowerment?
Hmm. power is the ability to enact. Self-empowerment is that ability to enact intentionally in conjunction with choice.
It's so exciting.
I would agree. Therefore, you are unlimited. I would express that within physical focus, within physical reality, if you can imagine it, you can do it. Therefore, if you can incorporate that statement in its entirety, in the fullness of that statement,
it's pretty powerful.
There is nothing that you cannot accomplish. If you can imagine it, you can do it.
Including complete healing.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Anything.
Yeah.
Anything you can possibly imagine, you can do. Or you can be. Or you can have. You are not limited. You merely think you are limited.
We're confused.
I would very much agree.
Yeah.
You think you are limited because of two factors. One is all of your constructs, which I reiterate once again for emphasis are all your reasons for or why. Everything.
Yeah.
All of your constructs and the factor of separation, which you distort. Distort the expression of separation in a manner that you perceive as being limiting.
Okay.
Even in philosophy, even in your exploration of magic and the improbable probabilities, which I will allow you to contemplate later. I did answer that question in our previous conversation. You merely did not catch it.
Uh-huh.
But in that, you are so unlimited, but your perception of separation, you view as such an absolute of separateness. Even the creation of your physical manifestation, your physical being, reinforces to you this element of separation that you, in a manner of speaking, contort in a capacity that you perceive separation means limitation.
It makes everything seem finite.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And therefore, it is almost synonymous with limitation.
Yeah. I get it.
Which, in actuality, is not. Let me express to you, in the initial inclusion of separation into physical reality, in the creating of physical reality, and that inclusion of that piece of separation, it was included as an enhancement. It was included to emphasize uniqueness and individuality. Let me express to you, in physical terms, it is amusing and almost comical that within your physical reality that you explore and experiment with tiny particles of atoms and the enormous power of these tiny, tiny manifestations of atoms, that you can physically see the tremendous, unbounded power of an atom, and you, which occupy a much larger form than an atom, and thereby, even in relation to your own logic, should incorporate thousands and thousands, millions, billions of times more power than atom in its tiny size. And you view yourselves to be so powerless and so helpless, and in that you incorporate a physical discomfort, and you are convoluted because you don't have the power to heal it.
Well, that is changing.
And I am excitedly expressing congratulations to you.
Thank you.
You have more power than any atom.
Yeah. With all this being said, is there anything you would like to share about this particular manifestation in my neck? Or not necessarily? It's fine if you don't have anything to say also at this point.
What I would say to you is it is accomplishing what you manifested for.
So basically, keep doing what I've been doing yesterday and this morning.
I would agree.
Yeah.
It is gaining your attention, and it has motivated you, and it has moved you in a direction of empowering yourself. Remember, first of all, everything is interconnected.
Yes.
Which I'm aware you do not quite grasp yet, but you are on your way.
Mm-hmm.
And everything you do follows your desire, including what you don't like, including what is uncomfortable. Everything you do follows your desire.
Nothing gets my attention like a physical symptom. So I've had a lot of them in the last 2 years.
And I would express that there are many individuals that can boast the same.
Yeah. It's very popular.
Pieces blend together. How are they all interconnected to create a whole picture?
And that whole picture, in a way, is more useful and or accurate than, you know, the different parts.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Very similar to your neck.
Uh-huh.
You are focused on one part.
Yeah.
Of your body.
Yeah.
When you focus on one part of your body, what you are likely to do is you are likely to affect one symptom. You can affect one symptom. What does that actually do? Let us say that you eradicate one symptom, and then you develop a different symptom, and you move
yes.
the manifestation to a different area of your body, and you think of that as a separate issue and different. And it is not in actuality, for you are not considering the whole of your body. Let me also offer another piece in this in relation to physical manifestations. Whenever you generate a physical manifestation, let us say your neck, that is not the only area of your body that is being affected.
Yeah.
And it is not the origin of the manifestation. I would say to you that, as a hypothetical example, you could incorporate a manifestation, a discomfort in your arm. And the origin of that discomfort in your arm might be your pancreas. experience a discomfort in your neck or your collarbone. It could be a dysfunction in your spleen.
So what is the source?
The source would be considering, what does that part of my body do? What is its function?
If, you know, just turning the head, it's like the... You know, you were talking about the horse with the blinders, and it's just seeing straight. The neck keeps me locked in a certain sort of direction. I mean, not completely, but that's the general effectiveness. It diminishes mobility of our perspective.
How is that?
Yeah.
Connected with our previous conversation.
With the tarot. No, with the previous conversation, is the black or white, the all or nothing, about the subject of, you know, what we were talking, sexuality.
Yes. And consequences. If you move, there will be a consequence. If you stop looking in this direction, if you turn your head, if you give yourself that freedom,
this is fascinating, and it makes me think of another question I wanted to ask you. You know, this, what you're describing now is that nothing, you know, in our experience, in physicality, in our own experience of ourselves, what you're suggesting by that is that to the most little detail, nothing is random, and nothing is left.
Nothing.
So everything that I notice and I become aware of or becomes into my experience, in a way, has significance.
Absolutely. And it is exceptionally precise.
That's what I want to know. How precise is it? Completely?
Yes. There are no accidents, there are no coincidences. Everything in your reality is specific, ultimately precise, and immaculate. It is perfectly ordered.
So that is to say that everything is meaningful.
Yes.
Absolutely every...
Yes.
Or in a way of speaking, everything in this room is meaningful.
Yes.
At this moment.
Yes. Yes.
And nothing is meaningless.
Correct. And everything is an opportunity for choice, for expansion, and for awareness. Everything.
Everything is speaking.
And that brings you to the core, which is consciousness, which is everything. This is not thing, it is action. Everything is action. There is no insignificant action.
And by saying that, everything is action, I mean, what are the implications of that? Besides, you know, it's like the Tibetans or the Buddhists, they say everything is impermanent, everything is in movement. So that would be connected to what you were just saying.
Precisely. It's merely different wordage,
yeah.
But it is the same movement, it is the same meaning. Everything is action. is known at varying degrees of action that determines the solidity of the action or the lack of solidity of the action.
I just feel like the implications of that is I can't contain that with my brain.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For your periphery has opened considerably.
And yet I'm still creating this in my neck.
But for a reason.
Huh?
What is the desire? That is the question. Always move to the origin. In this, it is so simple. It is a matter of moving from always the first point, now. What is now?
Mm-hmm.
Move from this point of now, which is your point of power.
Mm-hmm.
Then you move to identification in now. What is occurring? Then you move to the question, what is the point of origin of what is occurring now? What does that mean? And then you move back to the circle. What is now, therefore, what is my choice?
What is what?
My choice.
But just before that?
What is now, again.
Uh-huh.
And then, what is my choice? What do I choose? Not what are the choices.
What do I actually
that
choose?
That places the subject of choice as an outside entity that you are choosing from. No. Not what are the choices. What is my choice? What do I choose?
There's a difference.
There is a significant difference. You create the choice, or you choose from what already exists.
You choose from what you, like the second part that you're talking now, you mean like, or we choose from what we
perceive,
can recognize as
yes.
choices.
Yes.
Or do we just...
It is that aspect of the magic. Either you have 15 stones in front of you. Those are 15 choices. Or you have your choice. You create
with
stone.
Which comes from the,
yes.
the unlimitedness.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that self-empowerment. You either create the choice, you create the stone, it is yours. You make it. Or you have the perception that choices exist outside of you and you pick from one of them that already exists. No. You make the choice.